This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar yesterday.
Desh ke vikas ke sankalp ko hum dusron ki nirbharta par nahi chhod sakte. Hum bhavi peedhi ke bhavishy ko daav par nahi laga sakte. और इसलिए भाई बहनों 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said, for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. PM Modi congratulated Malayalam actor Mohanlal on being selected for Dada Saheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Mohanlal epitomizes excellence and versatility. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also congratulated Malayalam actor Mohanlal on being selected for the Dada Saheb Phalke Award. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the award is a befitting honour for the invaluable contributions that Mr. Mohanlal has made to Indian cinema, elevating the stature craft of filmmaking to a whole new level. Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families and the government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Mr. Jaiswal further added that skilled talent mobility and exchanges have contributed enormously to technology development, innovation, economic growth, competitiveness and wealth creation in both the United States and India. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be visiting the United States with a delegation tomorrow. The ministry in a statement said that the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A cyber attack targeting a service provider for electronic checking and boarding systems has disrupted operations at several major European airports including London's Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin. The operator said the cyber attack has caused flight delays and cancellations. According to Brussels Airport, the attack has rendered automated systems inoperable, allowing only manual check-in and boarding procedures. In Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka by 4 wickets in the first match of Super 4s at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 169 runs set by Sri Lanka, Bangladesh scored 169 for 6 with one ball to spare. For Sri Lanka, Dasun Shanaka was the top scorer with 64 runs. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman scalped 3 wickets. India will take on Pakistan in the second match of the Super 4s at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium today at 8 PM Indian Standard Time. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. With this victory, the visitors won the series 2-1. Chasing a target of 413 runs, India were all out for 369 in 47 overs. Australia were all out for 412 in 47.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.